Cuomo's frequent appearances with union leaders in recent months have included lavish praise on both sides.
Our governor has set a standard for the rest of this country.
Mario Salento, head of the state's AFL-CIO, which has 2.5 million members, spoke at an event with Cuomo in the spring.
Our governor truly understands and respects and appreciates the value of organized labor in the public discourse in this state.
Gary LaBarbera, head of the Building and Construction Trades Council of Greater New York, at an event this summer announcing upgrades to LaGuardia Airport, echoed Salento's sentiments.
We are blessed in the state of New York with the greatest governor in this entire country. And I mean that. That is heartfelt.
Cuomo is quick to return the compliments. His support for labor featured prominently in his acceptance speech at the Democratic State Convention in May.
It is the labor unions that built and grow the middle class and safeguard workers. That has always been the way, and that's why we support them 100%.
Things were quite different, though, just a few years ago. On New Year's Eve 2014, shortly after Cuomo was elected to a second term, members of the New York State United Teachers Union were at odds with Cuomo over a number of issues, including the Common Core learning standards. They protested outside the governor's mansion, where Cuomo was greeting holiday guests, making up new words to a seasonal melody. Cuomo was antagonistic as well, vowing to break up what he called the public school monopoly and pressing to link teachers' yearly performance evaluations with the results of students' standardized test scores. Teachers were also angry over a property tax cap championed by Cuomo that limits the growth of property taxes that help fund schools in New York. And that wasn't the first time he butted heads with the unions. In 2011, Cuomo's first year in office, he went to war with the state's public worker unions over new contracts. He persuaded the legislature to enact a new pension tier, which reduced benefits for newly hired state and local government workers. That and other tensions led to the Civil Service Employees Association president Danny Donahue at a rally calling Cuomo a moron and a monkey. Neither union endorsed Cuomo for governor that year. But in 2018, CSEA is backing Cuomo. Union President Donahue acknowledged the rocky past when he appeared with Cuomo at an event in late June.
There have been times when me and the governor have not always agreed.
Have you?
Yes, I think sometimes. But let me be just as candid about it. When the governor does the right thing, we're more than willing to stand shoulder to shoulder with him.
The union says the biggest reason is pro-union action by Cuomo. The governor advanced a bill to help unions retain members in reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court Janus case. That ruling said public workers did not have to pay union dues, but could still enjoy many of the benefits provided through collective bargaining contracts. The AFL-CIO also sat out the 2014 governor's race, but they are endorsing Cuomo this year. Its president, Salento, says Cuomo has delivered on a number of priorities for union members in the past 4 years, including a phased-in minimum wage hike to $15 an hour in some parts of the state and enacting partial paid family leave. Salento says it's time to leave the past behind.
Look, all relationships have ebbs and flows.
Salento says in an era where President Trump and the Republican-led Congress are trying to weaken unions, it's in organized labor's self-interest to back politicians who stick up for them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.